During Monday's inauguration, many people won't be looking as much at the president as at what the first lady is wearing. At the many inaugural balls 4 years ago, Michelle Obama, who's known for picking up-and-coming young designers, wore that beautiful, floaty, one-strap white dress with a train and crystal beading. But one day, all eyes may be on the dress the president is wearing, and that may be a dilemma for the First Lady collection at the Smithsonian. Lisa Kathleen Grady is the curator of that collection, and she joins us from NPR in Washington. Lisa Kathleen, welcome.
Thank you.
I understand that the First Lady gowns are one of the most popular exhibits at the National Museum of American History. But if one day there is a first man, do you see yourselves just adding his tuxedo to the collection?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's actually a label that we have in the exhibit now. It's a people always ask, what would we do? And the reality is the Smithsonian's definition of First Lady, the exhibit's now 100 years old, and the definition came about when they were acquiring the costumes for the collection. And what it was the women who were serving as the official hostess for the presidential administration in the White House, which was sometimes wives, sometimes mother-in-laws, daughters, nieces. So following that logic through, when the first woman is president, it will be the question as to who acts as the official hostess of her White House.
Yeah.
And that, in theory, would be the person we would need to add to the collection.
So a tux could sit alongside a bunch of dresses.
Very possibly, or maybe her daughter's dress.
So explain the draw of this exhibit. Why do you think people find these First Lady gowns so intriguing?
Number one, costume is very evocative. It's very intimate, and it makes you feel a connection to that person. You get an idea of what they looked like, how tall they were, what colors they liked. So I think it makes us feel as if we know that person a little bit. People are also, you know, this is a person you're never really going to meet. How many of us get to meet the First Lady? And when we look at anyone, we draw our first ideas about them based on what they look like, and part of that is what they're wearing. So we look to the clothes for clues.
Does every gown that gets worn at an inauguration end up in your collection?
Well, since 1912, Helen Taft gave us her 1909 inaugural gown to begin the collection. And since then, every First Lady who has been present at an inaugural ball has given us her inaugural gown. But we only take the first gown.
I believe that Mamie Eisenhower started a trend by donating her gown right away instead of after leaving the White House so people could see it.
Yes, it had been normal and traditional for the First Lady's the gown to be put on display after that couple had left the White House. But people were really interested in seeing Mamie Eisenhower's, that iconic pink dress. So the Smithsonian changed its tradition and asked Mrs. Eisenhower to donate the dress while she was still First Lady.
Tell us more about that Eisenhower dress, because the dresses obviously reflect the fashion of the First Ladies. What did she wear?
Mrs. Eisenhower's dress is a sleeveless, pale pink dress with a full skirt studded in pink rhinestones. It's an iconic ball gown, and it's after the wartime austerity and the move into the 1950s, that fuller, longer skirt. It's just a wonderfully typical look for that time.
Someone who seemed to set a new standard for modern elegance was Jackie Kennedy. She wore this strapless, streamlined ivory silk sheath at the inauguration, but she had to wear a sheer overlayer to hide her bare shoulders. Was that some kind of societal pressure?
Ole Cassini, who was a chief designer for Mrs. Kennedy, talks about the slow steps they had to take to have Mrs. Kennedy wear those strapless gowns that we so associate with her, and that President Kennedy had been a little nervous about the public's reaction to his wife's bare shoulders.
Oh,
and
really?
So they wore sleeveless and then moved to a one-shouldered dress and then moved to the strapless dresses.
You know, when we compare someone like Jackie Kennedy to Michelle Obama, I mean, Michelle clearly has no reluctance showing off her arms, which are so toned. But some fashion critics have been disapproving of that. You know, she was criticized for baring her arms in a black sleeveless sheath in her first official White House photo.
I think that each First Lady has to find that marriage of her own personal style and the style that she wants to present as the First Lady, as that role. And a truly comfortable First Lady is going to find that combination. She's doing two things at once. She's being true to herself, and her own personal taste in clothes and personality. And she's representing the country. She's representing American women. She's representing the fashions and the mores of the United States. And so she's got to find some balance and merging of those two things.
In 1981, Ronald Reagan inauguration, Nancy Reagan wore a gown very much like the Jackie Kennedy one in spirit. It's a one-shoulder sheath. What does that tell us about these two women and their fashion sense and how they really worked that sense of style for themselves and their husbands?
It's definitely a classic look, that sort of slim, one-shouldered, beaded white gown. I think that the inaugural gown, we look to it, and I think it does give some indications of what the style, not only of the First Lady is, but what maybe the style of the presidential administration may be.
More conservative
more fashionable, more liberal. The Jacqueline Kennedy's gown is such a coming look of the streamlined 60s, and the Kennedy administration's entertaining style was sort of a blend of classic and modern.
Has any First Lady ever re-worn her inaugural gown at some later event?
Nancy Reagan wore her gown one other time. Famously, Rosalind Carter wore her inaugural gown three times.
Oh, really?
Because she had worn it first to Jimmy Carter's gubernatorial inaugural ball, had worn it a second time at a governor's dinner at the White House, and then it was a sentimental choice for her when Carter was running for president. She decided that she would hold on to the gown, and if he became president of the United States, she would wear it to his presidential inaugural ball. So it's a very sweet, sentimental choice to wear a dress again. But that choice didn't go down well with some members of the public who wanted the First Lady to choose a new dress.
What about the color choices of the First Ladies? Because some had these very tame, muted colors, and then some of them really seemed to want to pop.
It's interesting. In the setup we have now, they're standing next to each other in chronological order, and we can see this color spectrum working. The 60s and 70s are these paler colors, the cream, the yellow, a pale green, a pale blue, Nancy Reagan's white, and then these vivid colors, Barbara Bush's deep blue, Hillary Clinton's purple, Laura Bush's brilliant red dress, and then back to the white with Mrs. Obama. I think partly it's a personal taste in color. Partly it's what is popular at the time. And I think some of it, Michael Faircloth, who designed Laura Bush's dress, told a story of Laura Bush asking him, actually Mrs. Bush asking him, to come and look at the First Lady's exhibit and see what color hadn't been worn recently so that they wouldn't repeat. And he hadn't seen red.
And do you have a favorite dress in this collection?
I have a fondness for all of them, but I have to say Helen Taft's dress, that first gown that started off the collection, is a sentimental favorite of mine. To me, it was just wonderful that we picked it out because it was the foundation point dress, and it was from 1909. But then to me, and I may be the only person in the United States that had this reaction, but when I was watching the inaugural ball that night in 2009, I thought how wonderful that we're going to be able to juxtapose these two white dresses with silver embroidery with flowing trains 100 years apart.
Lisa Kathleen Grady is curator of the First Lady Collection at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Lisa Kathleen, thank you.
Thank you.